I doing those midnight shifts security, so when I went for a surf in the morning, I remember it being super foggy and one of those days where you think maybe I won't go out. But I had the music in my head, the instrumental, and just kind of wrote it, and then I was still wet when I.
March 16th, 1992. Pearl Jam was on top of the world, riding high on the success of their debut album, 10, and preparing for their legendary MTV Unplugged performance. But backstage at Sony Music Studios in New York, Eddie Vedder was having a complete emotional breakdown that nearly ended Pearl Jam before they truly began. What happened in those crucial hours before one of their most iconic performances will shock longtime fans. Eddie's meltdown wasn't about stage fright or creative differences. It was about the crushing weight of sudden fame, the pressure of representing a generation, and his growing fear that he was losing himself in the process. His confession about nearly quitting Pearl Jam that night reveals the dark side of grunge stardom, and the moment when one of rock's most authentic voices almost went silent forever. The truth about Eddie's backstage crisis exposes the human cost of becoming a reluctant icon. The pressure cooker of sudden fame. By March 1992, Pearl Jam had experienced a meteoric rise that left Eddie Vedder feeling overwhelmed and disconnected from the person he had been just months earlier. The band had gone from playing small clubs to selling out arenas, and Eddie was struggling to cope with the transformation from unknown musician to reluctant spokesman for Generation X. The success of 10 had exceeded everyone's expectations, but for Eddie, each milestone felt like another step away from his authentic self. The album's deeply personal lyrics, drawn from his own experiences with abandonment and identity struggles, were now being dissected by critics and embraced by millions of fans who saw him as their voice. The pressure intensified when Pearl Jam was positioned alongside Nirvana as leaders of the grunge movement. Eddie never wanted to be a spokesperson for anything, yet he found himself constantly asked to explain not just his music, but an entire cultural phenomenon. The weight of representing a generation's angst and disillusionment was crushing his spirit. The MTV Unplugged invitation represented both an incredible opportunity and a terrifying challenge. The show had become a prestigious platform that could make or break careers, and Eddie knew that millions would be watching their performance. The acoustic format would strip away the power and volume that often masked his vulnerabilities, leaving him emotionally naked before a massive audience. Eddie's natural introversion made the constant attention even more difficult to handle. He had always been a private person who processed emotions internally, but fame demanded constant public exposure and interaction. The contradiction between his personality and his public role was creating an internal crisis that threatened to destroy him. The breaking point. Backstage at MTV Unplugged. The hours leading up to Pearl Jam's MTV Unplugged performance became the setting for Eddie Vedder's most serious emotional crisis, as years of accumulated pressure finally overwhelmed his ability to cope. What happened backstage that day revealed the depth of his struggle with fame and his genuine consideration of walking away from everything. Eddie's meltdown began during the afternoon rehearsals when the reality of the performance hit him with full force. The intimate setting and acoustic arrangements made every emotion more raw and exposed, triggering a panic response that caught everyone off guard. As he later revealed, "I felt like I was spiraling. Like, how do I keep this going without losing myself?" The crisis deepened when Eddie began questioning not just the performance, but his entire role in Pearl Jam. He confided to band members that he was considering quitting the band entirely, feeling that the pressure and expectations had become unbearable. The man who had become the voice of a generation was losing his own voice in the process. Mike McCready, Pearl Jam's guitarist, witnessed Eddie's breakdown firsthand and later described the scene. Eddie wasn't just nervous about the show. He was questioning everything, whether he belonged in the band, whether he could handle the pressure, whether any of this was worth it. The depth of Eddie's crisis shocked his bandmates. The most telling moment came when Eddie locked himself in a bathroom backstage, refusing to come out or speak to anyone. For nearly an hour, the future of Pearl Jam hung in the balance as Eddie wrestled with his demons in private. The band and crew waited anxiously, unsure whether their frontman would emerge ready to perform or ready to quit. The confession that changed everything. Eddie Vedder's admission to his bandmates about nearly quitting Pearl Jam revealed the depth of his internal struggle and marked a crucial turning point in both his personal journey and the band's future. His honest confession about his fears and doubts created a moment of truth that would reshape how Pearl Jam approached their career. The most shocking aspect of Eddie's confession was his admission that he had been planning his exit strategy for weeks. He revealed, "I had it all figured out. I was going to finish the tour and then just disappear. I thought maybe the band would be better off without me. This statement showed how seriously he had considered abandoning everything. Eddie's explanation of his fears was both heartbreaking and illuminating. He described feeling like a fraud, unworthy of the adoration and attention he was receiving. The success that others envied felt like a burden to him, and he was terrified of disappointing the fans who had invested so much emotion in his music. The most revealing part of his confession concerned his relationship with the music itself. Eddie admitted, "I was starting to hate the songs because of what they represented. Every time we played Alive or Jeremy, I felt like I was performing someone else's pain for entertainment." This disconnect between his art and his emotions was destroying his passion for music. His bandmates' response to this confession was crucial in preventing his departure. Rather than dismissing his concerns or trying to talk him out of his feelings, they listened and validated his struggles. This support system became the foundation for Eddie's recovery and his decision to continue with Pearl Jam. Could Pearl Jam have survived if Eddie had followed through on his plan to quit? The band's subsequent success and longevity suggests that his decision to stay was crucial, not just for his own artistic development, but for the entire grunge movement and alternative rock scene. The performance that saved his career. The MTV Unplugged performance that followed Eddie Vedder's backstage meltdown became one of the most emotionally powerful and authentic performances in the show's history. What happened on that stage transformed Eddie's crisis into a moment of artistic triumph and personal breakthrough. When Eddie finally took the stage, his emotional vulnerability was visible to everyone watching. Rather than hiding his struggles, he channeled them into the performance, creating a raw authenticity that resonated powerfully with the audience. His voice carried the weight of his recent crisis, making every song more meaningful and impactful. The acoustic format that had initially terrified Eddie became his salvation. Stripped of the power and volume that could mask emotions, he was forced to confront his feelings directly through the music. This vulnerability created some of the most moving performances of his career, particularly during Black and Alive. The most iconic moment of the performance came during Alive, when Eddie's emotional delivery transformed the song from an anthem of survival into a declaration of rebirth. His decision to continue with Pearl Jam was reflected in every note, creating a performance that was both deeply personal and universally relatable. As Eddie later reflected, "That night reminded me that the music was bigger than my fears. The connection with the audience, the power of the songs, that's what mattered, not the pressure or the expectations." This realization became the foundation for his continued success with Pearl Jam. The lasting impact and lessons learned. Eddie Vedder's backstage meltdown and near departure from Pearl Jam became a defining moment that shaped not only his approach to fame, but also the band's entire philosophy about success and authenticity. The lessons learned from that crisis continue to influence their career decisions decades later. The most significant change following Eddie's crisis was Pearl Jam's approach to fame and commercial success. The band made conscious decisions to avoid the trappings of celebrity culture, refusing to make music videos for several years and limiting their media exposure. As Eddie explained, "We realized that we could be successful without selling our souls." Eddie's experience also led to important changes in how the band handled the pressures of touring and recording. They implemented support systems and communication strategies to ensure that no band member would face such isolation and pressure again. This collaborative approach became a hallmark of Pearl Jam's longevity. The crisis also influenced Eddie's songwriting, leading to more introspective and honest lyrics about the struggles of fame and success. Songs like Dissident and later I Am Mine reflected his ongoing journey to maintain authenticity while navigating the music industry. The financial and artistic success that Pearl Jam achieved in the years following this crisis vindicated Eddie's decision to stay with the band. With an estimated net worth of $100 million and a catalog of influential albums, Eddie proved that authenticity and commercial success could coexist. Looking back, Eddie's backstage meltdown represents a crucial moment when Pearl Jam chose authenticity over easy success, setting them apart from many of their contemporaries and ensuring their lasting relevance in rock music. What do you think about Eddie's honesty regarding his struggles with fame? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Make sure to like this video, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more revealing stories from rock music. Thanks for watching.